Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Postelja prazna, teraz san, a život se topi. I nestaje brzo, ko dlanom od lan, ko razum da gubim. Jer stvarnosti ne primećujem, još uvek te ljubim. Još uvek ti slepo verujem.
This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. Every year an estimated 100 million Europeans watch the annual Eurovision Song Contest on TV. It's like American Idol, except three times as many people watch. The songs are schmaltzier, and there's a fair amount of national pride at stake. Last year, the Serbian contestant, Marija Šarifović, won with this song called Molitiva. Didn't make a dent here in the States, but trust me, Eurovision is serious business. Time Out New York arts and entertainment editor Elizabeth Vincentelli, who is a self-admitted Eurovision junkie, joins us by phone to tell us about a long-dead Spanish dictator who is shaking Eurovision to its very foundation. Or not. Elizabeth, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Hi, John.
So this Spanish television documentary claims that Francisco Franco, Generalissimo Francisco Franco, rigged the 1968 Eurovision Song Contest in favor of the Spanish contestant. Why would anyone want to rig a song contest?
Well, Eurovision means a lot in Europe, actually, especially for countries that are either small or have something to prove on the international stage. So in terms of image, it can be surprisingly important for some countries, which is why a lot of the Eastern European countries are so into it now. I think they really do have a lot to prove what they feel they do. And probably, you know, in 68, I mean, Spain is a bit of an outcast. Of course, it's been under a dictatorship for 30 years. So, you know, they probably had a lot to prove. Now, if that means that Franco actually rigged the whole thing, I really don't know, because I don't know if that's actually possible. I mean, it's a fun theory to think about.
Well, all right, so it's a fun thing to think about, but does anybody really care now, four decades later?
Well, Cliff Richard, who was second and, you know, has been feeling robbed for 40 years, probably cares, but other than him, I'm not sure. And fans of the contest, because that makes for really fun.
I wonder if this would have been timed to embarrass the producers and maybe even some of the contestants of this year's contest? It sounds like we might have lost Elizabeth for a moment there. Let's actually hear about these are the two songs that are at stake. It's 1968. And the Spanish contestant is this singer named Maciel, and this is the winning song called La La La.
Yo canto a la mañana que ve mi juventud y al sol que día a día nos trae nueva inquietud. Todo en la vida es como una canción. Te cantan cuando naces y también en el adiós. La.
Okay, so the controversy centers around this song, the winner of the 1968 Eurovision Song Contest from Spain, that's Maciel, the second-place finisher, who's been feeling gypped about it all these years, apparently, is the British entertainer Cliff Richard, and here's his song.
Congratulations and celebrations. Had been invented, but
that was in the bad old days.
All right, there's Cliff Richard, who has gone on to have, you know, a pretty decent career there in the UK, but he finished second in 1968 in the Eurovision Song Contest. Elizabeth Vincentelli is the Time Out New York arts and entertainment editor. So you're the Eurovision expert, Elizabeth. What do you think? Elizabeth seemed to have lost Elizabeth once again. All right, let's hear a little bit more from the second place song called Congratulations. We'll see if we can get to the bottom of this enduring mystery.
Congratulations and celebrations when I tell everyone that you're...
All right, so there's Cliff Richard. Elizabeth, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. So, you know, neither song is going to make music history. Is there any evidence at all that Francisco Franco took time out of his busy dictating there in Spain to fix this contest?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen the documentary that alleges that, but I think you can pretty much say whatever you want, you know, 40 years later. But what surprises me is that Spain actually won in 69 as well, and I'm not hearing anything about that one being fixed. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but I find it really hugely entertaining overall. And I think it's actually, the only thing that annoys me is that Cliff Richard is such a smug performer.
All right, well, it sounds like we've got the ghost of Generalissimo Francisco Franco just does not want Elizabeth to be able to finish this story, so we'll leave it there. The fact is that it's not likely to do anything to hurt the 2008 edition of the Eurovision Song Contest. It was won in 1968, under cloudy circumstances, we are told, by the Spanish entry Maciel. Maybe Franco had something to do with it, maybe not. In any event, here's a little bit more of the song. And still ahead on Soundcheck, singer Aruna Sairam. She is one of the most prominent exponents of Carnatic music in South India today. It's a style devoted or rooted in the devotional songs and music of the temples of South India. Also, take a moment to take our Soundcheck poll. Tell us how you spend your money on songs, on albums and concerts on the Soundcheck page of our website, WNYC.org.
Que dio vida a mí.